WROCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Trevor Ault. In Texas, the community of Uvalde is marking 1 year since the Robb Elementary School massacre. Somber remembrances are planned for today, including a vigil. ABC's Jim Ryan says there's still lasting tributes for the victims.
Long after the memorials have ended, Uvalde will have a vivid reminder of the children murdered at Robb Elementary School.
They were happy kids.
Local artist Abel Ortiz Acosta organized the creation of 21 murals, one for each of the 19 students and two teachers who died, as a part of the healing of Uvalde.
And that healing process is never going to end because the burden of that pain is just going to get heavier with time.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Talks to raise the debt limit have resumed, but negotiations are inching along over spending cuts. The June 1st deadline is fast approaching before the U.S. defaults on its debt obligations. Flash flood warnings across Guam after a powerful typhoon passed over the U.S. territory. Much of the island is without power due to whipping winds. This is ABC News. South Carolina is now the latest state to pass restrictions on abortion, banning the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
The South Carolina bill will require that pregnant women have 2 in-person doctor's appointments before receiving an abortion. 15 states have already stopped nearly all abortions. South Carolina's governor already saying he will sign this bill into law soon, making it 16, effectively creating an abortion access desert for women in the Southeast.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce his run for president. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
With plenty of money and name recognition, Ron DeSantis begins his campaign as the most formidable opponent to the current frontrunner, Donald Trump. He teased his announcement overnight with a short video tweeted by his wife, Casey. But DeSantis' campaign team says the official announcement will come with an audio-only discussion on Twitter with Elon Musk, the first campaign appearance not planned until next week.
Trevor Ault, ABC News.
Ault, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light, but when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. The Milwaukee Bucks may be closer to signing a new head coach. ESPN reporting the team has interviewed 15 candidates and narrowed the choice down to 3. Ex-Toronto coach Nick Nurse, Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and Toronto Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin. The Phoenix Suns, Philadelphia 76ers, Toronto Raptors, and Detroit Pistons are all on the lookout for a new coach. Gas prices down nearly $1 compared to last year. That's good news if you'll be hitting the roads for the long Memorial Day weekend. AAA expects 800,000 Wisconsinites to head out of town, with the vast majority opting to drive. AAA booking data also shows airfares to top spots are up 40% from this time last year. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Four Seasons Landscaping Solutions in Lena reminds listeners that we depend on our military to protect our nation. Honor them with a care package. If you don't know what, where, or how to send a package to our troops, just call your local veterans organization. This message is from Four Seasons Landscaping Solutions, serving the Green Bay area for all your landscaping needs and for protecting your shoreline. For landscaping and riprap installation, visit FourSeasonLandscapingSolutions.com. Helping give our troops the comforts of home they deserve.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
to the 1 o'clock, no sour, haha, funny hour. We are back on the no sour, haha, funny power hour. What is it, Greg?
The no sour, fun time, haha, power hour.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Yes, indeed. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, of which there's not many left. Womp, womp.
That did not sound like a sympathetic womp, womp. That sounded more like a... Ha ha, you're done, womp womp.
No!
Yeah, not felt like it.
We like it. If we didn't like it, we wouldn't be doing it for the last couple months.
It was the first thing to be axed.
Well, it's just, I don't know. So if you missed yesterday's show, we're talking about this. I think all the shows are talking about this. We're having a little bit of a shake-up.
Rearrangement
of the civic media schedule as we welcome new local shows to some of the different local stations. We switch everyone who had a three-hour show is going to a two-hour show. It's better for podcasts. It's better just for consistency across all the shows. And for our show in particular, it means we are moving from... we're going to start at 10 instead of 11, and we will be done at 12 instead of 2. And so as we were talking about how to condense 3 hours into 2 hours...
Starting to tear up.
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Hour is now going to be like...
Didn't even say right.
A half hour?
No, don't even. Don't even. Don't even. If you can't give it a full hour, don't even.
30 minutes of No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power.
Because here's
hour.
The thing, Jane. Here's the thing, Kristen. I see what's going on here. All right. I see through the lies. You start at a half an hour, then it turns into the 15 minute, then it turns into half a segment. Then it's just gone.
Then it's just a game.
Then it's not even a this is not a game.
This is not a game. We're talking about practice? Not the game. Not the game that I love. We're talking about practice.
And I'm a company man, all right? You understand me? I'm a company man. I understand the moves. But what I don't understand is why you want to axe it with such impunity that you don't even care that it's going away.
We do care that it's going away. Actually, we got a comment yesterday.
Yes.
And on the live stream that said... Our friend Changerous said, he's like, does that mean no more fun hour?
Yeah, Changerous, guess what?
But now we just have to put fun throughout the entire show.
Nothing's fun anymore. It's not fun. It is the non-fun, ho-hum, salty time.
Great.
Pirate.
God, I'm so glad, Greg, you don't take things personally.
Whatever, Jane.
Not a sensitive soul at all.
I got the soul of a worn trucker.
But so you only have one more next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's
will be your last no sour haha fun time power hour. But you will still be here on Wednesdays
if you'll have me.
We will definitely
Absolutely.
Have you.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Here's what I'm going to do at the noon hour. I'm just going to get on my phone. I'll give my number out, and while you're all done, I'm just going to allow people to call in. We'll group chat it, and I'll just talk for like an hour
and see what happens. Discord channel and see who joins.
Totally. I mean, let's see how this goes. This is how Joe Rogan started, right? Joe Rogan started like that way.
Totally.
Just giving out his phone number to people and call in.
Chatting.
Yeah, and then he totally said some cool things, right?
He's
totally cool guy. You see, I'm an innovator. No difference. Don't even start with me.
How would is there a different way to pronounce innovator?
No, it's okay. Just innovator. You're thinking of innovative. Jerk. I'm just saying here, I will mourn next week. I will wear all black. I will come.
I hope it's really hot.
I look hot in black. Let me tell you.
I actually checked the forecast. It's going to be. We were in it for a beautiful stretch of weather.
I wear a black hat.
Okay.
It's going to be in the 80s.
Oh, God.
Is that hot for you?
Dude, look at me. You're made
for winter.
I am made of like insulation. Like if you were doing an autopsy on me, it would be like, is that cake? No, it's attic insulation inside of him, which I actually have a joke about in my stand-up. But point is, I will be sad, but you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Jane. I'm happy for the show. I'm happy for everybody. Because I think 2 hours will be perfect. Especially just from my point of view, these last few weeks. Those first hours we've been doing, been real fun.
Real fun.
Yeah, getting good engagement with people. I think that's going to help y'all. But I don't know. We can talk about this off air.
So we're excited. We're excited about the time change. We're excited about the schedule changes. So as you're listening to your favorite shows, nothing's going away. So it just may be in a different...
Getting shifted
around as far as when things are starting, when things are ending. Some things are going to the morning. Some things are going to the afternoon. But that is all officially happening June 5th. So until then, programming per usual. All right.
Yeah.
My question. Jane, you can't answer this because you're not a beer drinker.
All right.
No, not at all?
No.
Buttery Chardonnay.
I should get that as my license plate.
Next to Danger. Was it Danger Lady Jane or is it Buttery Chardonnay?
Oh, it's a tough call between the two of those.
But so I just. Is there anyone out there, is there anyone out there who has changed their watery light beer drinking habits since, I guess, in general? But I mean, obviously, in reaction to the Bud Light controversy.
I mean, Kid Rock definitely knew how to shoot up a case of beer.
He missed three times.
I know.
But, I'm not saying if you're saying I'm not buying it now, or you're saying I am buying it to support them. But there's also, because there's two different articles I found in the last week. One was from Vox, one was from Vice. The Vice one is the beer ad culture war is killing me inside. And then the Vox one is, have all the beers gone woke in investigation? Because apparently, and I didn't see this, even before the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light commercials came out, Miller Lite had done something for Women's History Month as far as a campaign. It was Alana Glazer, who is a comedian, actress. She was in Broad City. It was basically a campaign around taking old beer ads where women were in bikinis, composting those ads, then like selling them as fertilizer to like grow the hops that then they will use by female beer makers. Like it was very
convoluted. Yeah.
And so then there was some right-wing people who got upset about that and like supporting women. And I just, in general, like, it obviously is working because while I'm not sure Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch is going broke, sales are down. As I said yesterday, I have a friend who works for Pabst and my friends who work for Miller who've said sales have been up. So certainly this is a protest that has been lasting. So there are people out there who are holding to their guns and like expect these corporations to be your political ally when they are very much not. And I'm just, is there anyone who can attest to either this influencing you on what kind of light beer you buy? 844-967-2789. I would just love, if it has, I would love to hear the reason. Because, like, for me, I'm still going to, well, I'm not going to do anything because I don't think the baby wants Miller Lite. But
they want a craft beer.
They want a craft and a, River West Stein?
River West Stein, East Side Dark, and Extended Play, all available.
That one's, they're all very good.
All available.
But But I just, it's interesting to me how many people are, like, it's, because we're now that we're entering Pride Month, all the corporations are going to get super pridey and sell stuff. And Target's been doing this for years, but even them are kind of getting bullied into taking things down. And so it's just like, but I think this like illusion, and we kind of talked about it yesterday, of like brands that we trust and the reputational score, but also like, I don't know, does people really believe that the companies that they buy stuff from believe in what their marketing campaigns say? And that they're like your friend and your ally versus like just doing whatever they can to sell you more stuff?
I think that some people do. I think some people just, like the thing with Target, we were talking about before off air, you know, Target has always had a history of doing Pride Month clothing, that kind of stuff. But they are a company that has given heavily to Republican candidates in Minnesota.
Totally.
Very anti-LGBTQ commit candidates they've done in the past. So I don't know if it's a matter of like, you know, I can go to Target. I don't have to go to Walmart, or I can buy Pride stuff there, but, you know, don't make me face reality. I mean, the fact that this, they're corporations, they're billion-dollar corporations. They will do whatever it takes to make money. Mm-hmm. They do not care even about their own employees' opinions, most likely. If it gets to the bottom line, they'll either do it or not do it. And individuals who are fooling themselves into thinking that Miller Lite or Bud Light or whatever, that's just what they are. They're fools. I mean.
Well, and this is because this is from the Vox article, and I thought this was poignant. So, you know, in exactly what you said, because same thing with Anheuser-Busch and then the beer companies. Like basically, Miller Lite, Molson Coors, and Anheuser-Busch basically own almost all of the beer you're going to ever drink.
Pretty much.
In the U.S.
Yep.
And it's basically craft breweries that haven't been bought up by them yet. And that's it. And so, but it's like, so on the one hand, they have these marketing campaigns that are like progressive or woke or whatever. But as you said, the way that they donate, the way that the bills that they're lobbying for certainly lean a different way. And so this is quoting from the Vox article. It's almost like beer companies do not have a consistent, coherent set of morals and values consumers should look to for cues on what to buy. The same goes for all companies. For that matter, corporations are not your friends, let alone your political allies. Think of it this way. Whatever your political inclinations, the beers are the drinking buddies you suspect don't really have your best interest at heart when they suggest you order one more beer at the bar before you head home. They've been putting all the rounds on your tab and are drinking with the other guy at the bar who really irks you. I was like, that's a good analogy.
That's a great analogy. I mean, this is what it comes down to. None of these companies, none of them, I don't care if it's beer, I don't care if it's clothes, I don't care what it is. If they are a multi-million dollar company, they don't care about you. They just don't.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
So I'm interested to hear from you if any of this controversy has changed your purchasing habits in the last bit, as far as makes you want to buy it more, wants to make you buy it less. 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 58. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows around 39. High at 63. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 58 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 39 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Exasperation.
Sorry. Go on. I apologize.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that,
Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for
news and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Trevor Ault. In Texas, the community of Uvalde is marking 1 year since the Robb Elementary School massacre. Somber remembrances are planned for today, including a vigil. ABC's Jim Ryan says there's still lasting tributes for the victims.
Long after the memorials have ended, Uvalde will have a vivid reminder of the children murdered at Robb Elementary School.
They were happy kids.
Local artist Abel Ortiz Acosta organized the creation of 21 murals, one for each of the 19 students and two teachers who died as a part of the healing of Uvalde.
And that healing process is never going to end because the burden of that pain is just going to get heavier with time.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Talks to raise the debt limit have resumed, but negotiations are inching along over spending cuts. The June 1st deadline is fast approaching before the U.S. defaults on its debt obligations. Flash flood warnings across Guam after a powerful typhoon passed over the U.S. territory. Much of the island is without power due to whipping winds. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Milwaukee leaders are urging state senators for local control to solve their budget problems. At a Senate committee hearing yesterday, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley described a dire situation.
We will have to make over $100 million in cuts to provide the same level of service that we do now after already cutting approximately $300 million already in the past decade.
For now, the shared revenue bill requires Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to hold referendums to increase local sales taxes. Meanwhile, Madison leaders say they're not getting enough shared revenue under the bill. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway tells the Cap Times an increase of a little more than $2.5 million a year isn't enough. In sports, the Brewers blanked Houston last night 6-0. The rubber match is this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well,
have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well,
have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well,
have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well,
have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again?
Hiking to come into contact with this, or is this kind of just like at a park?
Yeah, so you can definitely find it at a park. It likes sunny areas, so probably not so bad in a forest. It avoids the shade.
Okay.
But it can be found in a wide variety of moisture habitats. So yeah, that's another part of it. But definitely sunny areas. That's where it likes to focus. You can find it in roadsides, disturbed sites, so like old fields. Things like that. So I would recommend staying on trails if you're in a sunny area. Definitely avoid it.
Because, again, it's one of those things that I think we've all seen, and it looks pretty innocuous. You know, you wouldn't think that it had such dangerous properties. So do we have to blowtorch it, or how do we get rid of this stuff?
Yeah, so There's a variety of methods to control for this species. The most common one that I've seen done, or I've done myself, is using like a spade or a shovel to cut the taproot about 1 to 2 inches below the soil, or just straight up pulling the plant out of the ground if you can. You know, wear gloves, long sleeves. I would even wear like a face mask, you know, so you don't get burns on your face. So that's a really effective method. But otherwise, if that's good for small populations, if you have a larger population, you're going to want to maybe mow it, usually when it starts to flower, but before it has started to set seed. Otherwise, you're just going to be spreading seeds around. So those are the two most common methods. Otherwise, herbicides are another option, but yeah.
And so because we're talking to Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki, who are invasive species specialists at the Wisconsin DNR, and about wild parsnips.
Which people need to know
which
about.
Which people need to know about. Because
yes, Jane, yes.
So why, like, what is the biology of, like, they are in the same family as parsnips that we eat, correct?
That's right. So wild parsnip, they were originally as a garden variety. And people have been cultivating parsnips in Europe and Asia for millennia. So I was doing a bit of reading on the cultivation of parsnips. And so people like to use them as like a sugar substitute before the occurrence of like cane sugar. And you kind of see that as a carryover into things like carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
So people would either like roast the parsnips by themselves or they would incorporate them into other baked goods. Going on to your last segment, I saw that in the areas in Northern Ireland, people would take parsnips and they would add them with hops and then they would boil them and turn them into beer and then also into liquor.
Interesting.
So there's enough sugar in that so that allows you to turn it into kind of a brew. There's some other interesting things about the history of the cultivation. So in Europe and in ancient Rome, there's the Emperor Tiberius. So he was known to enjoy parsnips, and as part of the tribute from Gaul and Germania, he would receive them. And so apparently, the parsnips from that part of the world were sweeter because of the cold snap than what they could cultivate already in Italy. There's also other mentions of it being used in medicine. So there was a Greek physician named Galen, and so he was also at the time of the gladiators. So he was a Greek physician, and they came to Rome. And then he was one of the first physicians that wrote things down about different kinds of approaches. With the medicinal use of parsnips, so the Persians had described the uses as a gastric tonic, a laxative, a kidney stone crusher, and a diuretic.
Kidney stone crusher.
Kidney stone crusher. That's my wrestling name.
And then in England, there was another physician. His name was Nicholas Culpepper, and this is in 1652. And he has this great line that says, "But the wild parsnips hath a cutting and attenuating, cleansing and an opening quality therein. It resists and helps the bitings of serpents, eases the pains and stitches in the sides, and dissolves wind both in the stomach and bowels, and provokes urine."
Jason, so I'm sorry, Jason. Next time you gotta do the accent next time. Come on.
Sorry. So my skills are only just so far.
So in certain ways, parsnips are almost like, because I remember reading about this with like aloe, where it was like this magical plant that had all of these different things that it could solve. And so it sounds like parsnips, the ones that you can eat, we're seen or have been seen similarly as far as it being a medicine, being used for all these different reasons. And so when did it switch, or how does it switch from being, you know, a snack that you can make into beer and use for medicine and crush some kidney stones to like, don't touch this, it will change your genetic code and burn you?
So all these plants that are in the carrot family, carrots, parsnips, celery, they all have those furanocoumarins. And what can happen is if you have a plant or sometimes even animals, if you cease to cultivate them or maintain them, they can then revert back to a wild type. And then the local environment can then change how those genes are expressed. And that's one of the problems with parsnip. It reverted back to a wild form. And then those furanocoumarins are present.
So you can't the wild parsnips, you should not be going for the root and trying to make something out of the root.
I have heard of some people still being able to do that. I am not a forager in that way, so I can't make any recommendations on foraging wild parsnips for personal use.
And what purpose in nature does it serve? I mean, is there somebody who eats them?
There's different organisms that eat parsnips. There's actually as a potential biocontrol, there is a kind of a web worm that will eat parsnip, but we've not seen it occur in large enough numbers to actually control populations. Goats can feed on it. Other herbivores can eat on it.
Goats are amazing. Goats are garbage disposals. Anything.
And in some cases, when you have animals that will feed on plants that have that furanocoumarin, it will build up in their skin. And so you can see cases where horses, cattle, goats, they will have a sunburn on the top of their muzzle where the fur is thinnest.
Interesting.
And here I was just sitting there going, parsnips? Why are we talking about parsnips? I am so fascinated.
So I guess so we know parsnips, but as summer is coming and people are spending more time outside, what other species, as two invasive species specialists, what else should people watch out for this summer?
So we have different invasive species that are in the state.
Okay.
And so one rule that we have that helps govern the control of them is called NR40. It's the state's invasive species rule. And species can be regulated under one of two classes. They can be either restricted or prohibited. Prohibited species are our early detection plants and animals. That if they are detected in the landscape, we want to know about them as quickly as we can so that we can mobilize funding, staff, partners, so that we can help control them while they're still in small sizes. There are other plants and animals that we have that are on the list that pose dangers in their own ways. So we've got, like we're talking about parsnip, that's a human health hazard. The giant hogweed's another one. Japanese knotweed, if you've your homes. Japanese knotweed has been known to punch through asphalt. It can break through the foundations of your basement.
Wow.
There have been pictures of it, like where if it lands on a flat roof, it will punch down through your roof and ceiling and grow into your home.
What?
Oh my God!
We need to set you people up with some movie producers because there's a horror movie waiting to be made out of this stuff.
It's the Poison Ivy character from yes. Batman.
I'm thinking Little Shop of Horrors now too. It's just like I was going to say I'm never going outside again. I don't know what to do anymore. Plants will just beat us. They win. They win.
Mother Earth undefeated.
Yep, she'll always win.
And so many of these plants, they have these defenses because they can't escape. They can't run away. So it's like one of the like a philosophical question, like why do plants have thorns? Why are they poisonous? So plants, like you've got nicotine. It's a natural insecticide because it will short circuit the insect's nervous system.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're coming up against a break, so we have to let you go. But this was fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki. We'll send me all that information in my email so I can put it on today's show notes so people know what to look out for when it comes to wild parsnip. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
I want to have a parsnip. Open, peel, bite. Let's have a parsnip because we're going to buy and buy and buy and give Tesco money. A parsnip's like a carrot. They're more slender, tall, and slim.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest is and just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 58. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows around 39. High of 63. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 58 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 39 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it. Nobody says it because they're pregnant. Effin' son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how.
Can we just listen to that whole song?
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say.
That song is amazing.
I've definitely said that thing.
Garfunkel notes are amazing.
But I also feel like that's an unfair question. It's like, oh, did you want a boy or a girl? It's like, what? How are you supposed to respond to that? Yes, I wanted a boy, but I'm having a girl. Like, it's like a silly small talk question.
I know, but the way that the smug pregnant woman answer is just like, ugh, why did I even bother asking in the first place? Yeah. You don't understand life until you have a baby, Greg. I guess I'll never understand life. Thank you, Jane, for bringing that up. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And then I also found, so I'll put that in the show notes as well. It's not an original.
Let's have Parsnips.
Let's have a Parsnip. I knew that beat. It is a parody song of the Scissor Sisters' Let's Have a Kiki. I want to have a Kiki. Yes. And we didn't have time to play it, but I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
My God.
And so I will put that in the show notes as well today. But
I'm sorry, I just want to say that wild parsnip thing was really interesting.
I wanted to keep talking.
So fascinating.
I wanted to keep talking about it.
And you were so skeptical.
Of course I was. We're talking about parsnips. I don't know anything about parsnips.
That's why we listen to this program, Greg.
That's true.
Okay. Well, pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip. I mean, and both of them had very relaxing voices. I just want them to read books to me.
Japanese, also just the name of some of these things, like wild parsnips, kind of boring name. Japanese knotweed.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Giant hogweed.
Yeah.
Like,
and I am genuinely surprised that horror movie producers haven't, maybe they have, but that stuff sounds seriously like right out of a movie.
They're,
with roots that can bash through your asphalt and your basement and stuff.
And he's not kidding. I just looked up a picture of giant hogweed, and I don't think the woman in this picture is 6'4", as Jason says that he is, but it is 2.5 size, like 2.5 times taller than her.
Wow.
Yeah. Of how tall this, and it's this adult woman.
There's even a song by the band Genesis called Return of the Giant Hogweed. I mean, that's...
Is there really?
Yeah, it's back when Peter Gabriel was the lead singer.
Return of the giant Hogweed.
What give me a second. Just give me a second.
What is the song about?
Who knows? Peter Gabriel wrote it in the early 70s.
It's probably a lot of drugs.
Fanciful walking through meadows and things of that nature.
All right. Well, while Jane tries to find it, let's talk about who's going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. It is one Marlon Hill. He's been on the Boondocks. He has been on Showtime at the Apollo. He has been a Milwaukee comedian for decades now.
He's from Milwaukee. Nice.
And he will be actually recording his DVD this weekend. So there's a show Thursday, Friday.
There's still DVDs?
I'm not going to get into it. Okay. I'm not going to try to explain technology to that man. I love him to death, but whatever. one show Thursday, one show Friday, one show Saturday, all shows at 7:30. Tickets available at laughingtap.com. Get your tickets because they are selling well right now.
Nice.
And you wanna make sure if you want to come down, it's going to have great opening acts. And it's always great to have Marlon here for a weekend because he's just a good guy, lots of good energy, really good to the community for comedy, and just positive dude. Love him to death.
Hey, and it's a nice long weekend. What a great fun way to, yeah. enjoy the weekend. And yeah. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of getting your comedy on.
Yeah, what's up?
You're going to be performing soon.
I will be.
Not in Milwaukee.
In July I will be, but not coming up in the next 2 weeks.
But coming up in the next 2 weeks, you will be performing in Chicago.
In Chicago, the 2nd and 3rd at the Den Theater, opening up for one Mr. Hari Kondabolu.
Are we going to get him on the show?
We will. I will work on that. Yeah, I do want to get him on the show to talk about a couple of things, like his new special, Vacation Baby, mm-hmm. which is on YouTube right now. And he also just... did a really good podcast episode with Hank Azaria regarding Apu and The Simpsons.
Wow.
So I want to talk to him about both those things. And I will work on getting those in the next couple weeks, if that's possible.
Yeah. But that is, because that, for people who do not know, that was kind of, I'm not sure that's his big breakthrough, but that was, he made a little bit of a name for himself with his kind of march against Apu, the character.
Well, it wasn't.
You
a
can probably explain it better than
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, he did a documentary called "The Problem with Apu."
And yes,
it's basically looking at South Asian representation in media, and the crux of it is that Hari, growing up as a lifelong Simpsons fan, his big problem was Apu defined him to people, so he had to deal with the stereotypes that came from that show being thrown back at him, and he's like, "I love the Simpsons." But that doesn't mean you can't critique something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got a name for himself by doing that. And one of the things he called for in that, he wanted to just have a conversation with Hank Azaria, and it never ended up happening. But, and I was telling you this, I'll get him on the show and he can explain it and keep in tune for the interview, because I just want to say this, Hank Azaria is a next level human. I will say that based on what Hari has told me about
who
Hank's
he is.
Journey. So yeah, we'll get him on the show, but yeah, June 2nd and 3rd, the Den Theater in Chicago. Tickets are available. 4 shows. I will be hosting. It'll be amazing.
Send me those links so I can put in the show notes.
I will send you those links.
And you can always find the show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen.
Get those pictures of the wild parsnips.
I'll get the... Yeah, there's a lot. I have a busy afternoon. I'm going to get these up today.
Jane's all about that parsnip, baby.
I'm on a mission.
Did you find the giant hogweed song?
I did. We'll use it as the clip.
It's ridiculous.
What a fun show today.
Yeah.
Do we have anything, any closing thoughts, any closing notes for before we do our second to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour?
Corporations don't care about you.
Okay. That's a good recap.
Yep.
What else? What should we recap? Basically that healthcare is a sham in this country.
Yep.
That politicians don't really give a flying F about gun control, or some don't.
Or kids.
Shout out and the woman who we all decided that we would probably rather take probation than go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's roundup. Genevieve told us about housing, beer wars, parsnips. Yeah, it was a good show.
We just shouted out.
We covered a lot of ground today.
Yes, we did.
I love it. That's what I love about this show, baby.
All right. Well, tomorrow we will do it all again. We will have our weekly public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So if you have questions about women's health or health in general, you can shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. But in general, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show. We will see you back here tomorrow at 11. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the News, Civic I'm Media Trevor app. Walt.